You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say today? Love it, don't you? It is TGIF. Yes, welcome to Friday. It is Friday, the 29th of September. Our last program for this month. We're in October when we get up to Monday. Take a look at somebody who's got a birthday today, 29th of September. And we've got Miguel de Cervantes, born on this date. The year was 1547. He was a Spanish novelist, a poet, and a playwright. His magnum opus, Don Quixote, considered the first modern novel, is a classic of Western literature and is regarded amongst the best works of fiction ever written. I tell you what, even I at school, we did Don Quixote over there on the other side of the pond. Well, that's it. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 at Cool FM.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
tell you what, we had some great music to dance to back in 1976, height of the disco era there, with Dancing Queen from ABBA. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? I'll tell you what, sort of like a disco theme opening up this morning's programme. From ABBA, we go to Shalimar. A night to remember. Make a Friday night to remember, come on. Time-wise, we're exactly 6.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in this morning's show.
When you love someone, it's natural, not demanding. And that's one thing I've come to find. I found in you. I'm so glad we reached an understanding. Now I know my heart is safe with you. Ooh. So now my love to you, baby, I surrender.
We go, 1982 was when Shalimar released that One Night to Remember. Second single off of their sixth studio album, which was called, it was called Friends.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Well, it's not really, because I've been talking. This is Pulp. Disco 2000 on The Breakfast Show this morning.
Split up. sun over, the pretty woman had taken the choice, and I know we'll never meet again. But Deborah, I just wanted you to know, I remember every single thing.
But do you recall? Your house was very small, with wood chip on the wall. And when I came round to call, you didn't know.
Oh, what a great song that is. It's called Disco 2000. Comes from the British band Pulp and included on their 1995 album as well, which was Different Class. The song, by the way, was based on Pulp singer Jarvis Cocker's childhood memories of his friend Deborah Bone. And Deborah Bone, by the way, she was a British mental health nurse who created the Brain Box, co-created Step 2, and also became the subject, you've got it, of the Pulp song Disco 2000, written by her close friend Jarvis Cocker, who apparently had fancied her in his youth and could never impress her. Oh, what a sad song that is. Here we go. We're getting in the shower. What was that? Getting in the shower this morning. And we're going to keep the disco theme. After that, we'll switch to something else. And what better than, well, let's spell it out, shall we? D-I-S-C-O. Ottawan. Go, yes, in the shower with you this morning, Ottawan and D-I-S-C-O, disco. Out of the shower you get, And on your way to work this morning, 18 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, if you didn't know how to spell it, you know how to spell it now, don't you? D-I-S-C-O. Yeah, it's quite simple. It's like spelling G-E-R-R-Y.
And what to choose. He'll say he's better than coffee, but tell it to my double espresso. My toast says he's way too early, but a breakfast show is also. Let's go, let's go, let's go. He's cherry with a G, and I with a J. If it's cherry with a G, then you got it okay.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Tell you what, when I grow up, I want to be like them. Oh, I wish I did. I could do that now, let alone what they're doing. Almost in their 80s, aren't they, these guys? The Rolling Stones' new single is called Angry, and the new album is out this month, or next month, October, so after next week. We're 23 minutes right now after the hour of 7 o'clock in this morning's breakfast show. We're going local. We'll never know. From our very own Las Vegas, or Las Vegas. Yes, I guess we'll never know. We'll never know from Las Vegas. Las Vegas here on The Breakfast Show. Lead vocals there, Lisa Palm. Absolutely brilliant. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. And also we'll look at some of the business news as well. Take us there, Spice Girls. Spice up your life. Why not?
When you're feeling... We'll be right back.
there we go. Yes, that's it. That's the Spice Girls. Bring us down to the bottom of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Do you want to study and work abroad but don't know where? Global Possibility Studies and Education Ireland have the perfect opportunity for you in their educational fair this September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel. Get to know everything about their programs, financing opportunities, and interact with the representatives of five of the most renowned universities in Ireland. Come to the fair and learn how to apply to a postgraduate degree with the possibility of obtaining your full-time work permit for 2 years. This September 29th in the Decapolis Hotel at 6:30 p.m. Limited availability. RSVP at info@gpstudies.com. Follow them on Instagram at Global Possibility Studies.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
We are just a few seconds after 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show, taking a look at some of the international news and a little bit of business thrown in as well. A suicide bombing and another blast ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring more than 60 amid events marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Police and health officials have said. No group has claimed responsibility for the blasts, one of which trapped dozens of people under rubble, media have said. And they come amid a surge in militant attacks, raising the stakes for security forces ahead of general elections, which are set for January. Saudi Arabia is determined to secure a military pact requiring the United States to defend the kingdom in return for open ties with Israel and will not hold up a deal even if Israel does not offer major concessions to the Palestinians in their bid for statehood. Three regional sources familiar with the talks have been quoted. A pact might fall short, though. The cast-iron, NATO-style defence guarantees the kingdom initially sought when the issue was first discussed between Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Joe Biden during the US President's visit to Saudi Arabia in July of last year. The Democratic-led U.S. Senate forged ahead on Thursday with a bipartisan stopgap funding bill aimed at averting a fourth partial government shutdown in a decade, while the House began voting on partisan Republican spending bills with no chance of becoming law. The divergent paths of the two chambers increase the odds that federal agencies will run out of money on Sunday. This is furloughing hundreds of thousands of federal workers and halting a wide range of services from economic data releases to nutrition benefits. Sweden's Prime Minister summoned the head of the armed forces and the police commissioner in a bid to stem gang violence. It was said on Thursday. Now, this is following a wave of violence that has taken at least 11 lives in September alone. Two people were killed in separate shootings in Stockholm on Wednesday, and a woman in her 20s, thought to be an innocent bystander, was killed when a bomb tore up a house in Uppsala in the early hours of Thursday. Ukrainian tank crews in the Eastern Front see the first delivery of U.S. Abrams tanks to Kiev as a boost that will offer them more protection and firepower in battle. President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday that Ukraine had taken delivery of its first shipment of U.S. jet-powered Abrams tanks to help in the defense against Russia's invasion. Public prosecutors were concerned enough about the erratic behavior of a man now suspected of shooting three people dead in Rotterdam that they had sent a warning letter to his school, and they confirmed on Friday that the 32-year-old man is due to appear before a judge on the 3rd of October, the spokesperson for the public prosecutor's office said. He's being held on suspicion of shooting a 39-year-old woman who lived near his home and her 14-year-old daughter, and then a 43-year-old doctor who taught at the Erasmus Medical Center, where the suspect was a student. All three victims died. Unseasonably warm autumn weather from the United States to Europe is denting sales of heavy sweaters and coats as the critical holiday shopping period approaches, executives at major retailers, including H&M, said, and some stores are already slashing prices to avoid piles of unsold inventory. In the past year, clothing retailers have sought to clear excess stocks that had piled up due to a shift in consumer demand to essentials from discretionary items like clothing. The founder of China Evergrande, the world's most indebted property developer, is being investigated for illegal crimes, a fresh challenge for the tycoon and his embattled company as it struggles to stay afloat. Kui Ka Yan, 64 years of age, who founded Evergrande in 1996 at the southern Chinese province of Guangdong, is the latest tycoon to come under scrutiny since Chinese President Xi Jinping took power in 2012. European shares, they rose on Friday, helped by gains in luxury and technology stocks, as investors focused on a slew of economic data towards the end of a tumultuous quarter. The stocks at 600 index, that climbed 0.8%, that was by 7.55 Greenwich Mean Time, with all eyes on the Eurozone inflation data due at 900 GMT. This could help determine the European Central Bank's monetary policy path. The index is, however, set to end the quarter nearly 2% lower, with Germany's DAX lagging regional peers with a 4.6% loss. Saudi and Russian supply cuts are expected to keep feeding into stronger oil prices, but any runs towards the $100 a barrel level are likely to be short-lived as economic risks linger. A Reuters poll showed on Friday a survey of 42 economists. Analysis forecasts that Brent crude, currently holding just above $95 a barrel, would average $84.09 a barrel by in 2023. This is up from August's $82.45 consensus. Brent, which has averaged around $81.94 so far this year, is projected to average $86.45 in 2024. Britain's, this is a sad story really, because it's quite a classic, it's been photographed so many times, Britain's Sycamore Gap Tree, a much-loved landmark whose dramatic silhouette featured in a Hollywood movie and was photographed by tourists from around the world. It was cut down overnight in what police called a deliberate act of vandalism. Police said they'd arrested a 16-year-old male in connection with the felling of the statuesque sycamore in northern England, which is set in a natural dip in the otherwise treeless sweeping landscape alongside Hadrian's Wall. If you get a chance, check that picture out on your computers. Google it or something, because it really was impressive. And it's it. It's gone forever. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the the website, yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. Oh, if the sky comes falling down for you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do. Hey, brother, do you still believe in one another? Hey, sister, do you still believe in love?
Hey Brother from Avicii, what a brilliant track that is. And looking at the time, we are just a few seconds away, 13 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, on 89.3. Cool FM. Let's say very good morning to Renee and Rick over there. Well, they normally live in Athens. They're taking a little trip over the weekend to Santorini, which is all rather nice. They sent me some lovely pictures. It says, good morning from beautiful Santorini. Our view for the next 4 days. Have a great weekend. 4 days? How long's a weekend in Greece, heaven's sake? But I tell you what, if you're sitting there in Santorini and you're listening to The Breakfast Show, trust me, you need a medal. You hope I got my lamb yesterday. No. No, I didn't. They didn't have it on the menu. There we go. Yes, sulking time. Anyway, look, you guys have an absolutely wonderful weekend. All right. Now, looking at birthdays, the people that have birthdays on the 29th of September, going back in time, how many have used a ballpoint pen? And I know when we used to use them, said, can you pass me a biro? Well, why? Well, because Lazio Biro was born on this day in the year 1899. Lazio Biro. He was the Hungarian inventor of the modern ballpoint pen, who moved to Argentina in 1943, dying in Buenos Aires in 1985. Argentina's Inventor's Day, that's today. Why? Well, because it's celebrated on Biro's birthday today, 29th of September. Now, I tell you what, when I was making my way to the airport yesterday to pick up the good lady, who's back, all safe and well, which is nice, I was listening to Spotify. I had an album on, I think, or a playlist called Soft 70s, and it was really good. And this particular song came on. I thought, gosh, I haven't heard this for years and years. And when I checked last night, or this morning, I didn't have it, believe it or not, in my collection, which surprised me. So I soon put that to rights. This is a lovely track. It comes from Lauren Wood. It's called Fallen.
I can't believe how I have fallen.
She's got a lovely voice. Oh, I tell you what, I must admit, when I was listening to it on the, not the radio, on Spotify in the car last night, just listening to her voice, I must admit, thought it was a bloke. Yes. But I love the song. Lauren Wood there, and Fallen. She was born, by the way, with the name Eileen Rapoport, which I think is also a great name as well. She comes from Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania, also known as Chunky. Singer-songwriter, voiceover artist and a producer. Her single, that one there, in 1989, single Fallen, was used in a 1990 movie called Pretty Woman, even though it was recorded 8 years earlier. And I don't know why I think I said that. Funny, that was in my 70s collection for some reason on Spotify. I have to write them a letter. Here's Yola. Here on The Breakfast Show, keep an eye on the time. 7 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. Local news at the top of the hour. Also, we've got our freaky fun facts for this Friday coming up with Ingrid. Yasmin will be looking what, where and when, what we can do, where and when we can be doing it. Also, see if we can find a couple of people born on the 29th of September in the world of music.
cats get drunk, I pull my heart up to my mouth. This year's been hard for us, no doubt. Let's raise a glass to a better one. Let all the things that we've overcome bring home to us, cause me and you, we can hold this out. Only you understand how I'm feeling now, yeah. And I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Drunk, reminisce about the days we were broke, not getting paid, and taking trips at the weekend when I would drop down to see her. We would paint the town, too many shots I'd be passing out, cause I could never keep up. But what's now, I'm puking open. I know I can tell you anything. You won't judge, you're just listening, yeah. Cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. And one step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Cause you're the only one who brings light just like the sun. One step at a time, just you and I. Just you and I. Just you and I. I'm tired of chasing paper, staring at this screen. Been saving up for weeks now, just to get to you, my dear. And though you're far from my home, this ain't no weekend bar. And though my heart grows fonder, must be city love. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world. One step at a time, just you and I. Cause my darling, you and I take over the world.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
There we go, Stevie Nicks and Edge of 17 brings in musically in this segment of this morning's show. It was from her debut solo album, which was called Belladonna in 1981. It's the third single from the album. released in February of 1982, written by Nix to express the grief resulting from the death of her uncle, Jonathan, and the murder of John Lennon during the same week of December in 1980. 17, just edge of 17, it just missed out, by the way, on the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100, peaking number 11. Despite this, though, it became one of Nix's most enduring and recognisable songs. Has been covered, of course, several artists, and in 2021, just a couple of years ago, it was listed at number 217 on Rolling Stone's The 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Tina Turner and I Don't Want to Fight. After this, we'll check in for our Freaky Fun Facts. Keep an eye on the time, 18 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Friday. Woohoo! Friday in the city. It's Freaky Friday in the city. Oh, you, here comes your Freaky Friday fun facts from the city. First of all, the drive was spectacular coming in. Wow, it was nice. It was fast. I couldn't believe it. We got in with great speed. Went to the eye doctor. Got the eyes tested. Just one change in the left old pupil. That's everything else is good, good, good to go. All right. Here are 12 fun facts about dogs. Well, let me put it this way. I got Chelsea here with me as well as the cook. And Chelsea is, I think she's a country dog. She just doesn't know how to pee and poo in the city. So here we go. 12 fun facts about dogs. There's more to dogs than most people think. Okay? Yeah, I'm sure. Number one, dogs can read our emotions. Did you ever watch your dog staring at you? Did this might be because they want yummy treats? Nah. Want to go outside? Maybe. Or they could just be reading your emotions. Researchers have found that dogs are the only animals that can sense our emotions in a single glance. Next time you're feeling excited about something, watch your dog's response. If you see their head turn to the left, this is an indicator that they're feeling positive vibes too. If it turns to the right, maybe they're on the wrong communist party. Just kidding. Okay, number two. Tails wagging have multiple meanings. Yeah, a tail wag is one of the best methods of communicating in the canine kingdom. When a dog wags their tail, yes, it can mean they're excited, but it can also mean lesser known meanings. While some wags are associated with excitement, others can mean fear, aggression, insecurity. According to the VCA Animal Hospital, other feelings may include agitation, negotiation, curiosity, friendliness, and happiness depending on the position and speed of the tail. Well, Miss Chelsea here has a curly, curly tail. That's the most amazing curly tail I've ever seen. Did you know? Dogs can see more than just black and white. Have you ever wondered what the world would look like through your dog's eyes? Well, you're not alone. It's long been assumed that canines can only see shades of gray. They don't read shades of gray. Sorry, wrong book title. However, it's not the case. Dogs can see color, though the colors are not as vivid as humans. Check out PetMD, and there is a movie called Dog Blue or something, when the movie is specifically designed for dogs and their color range. Did you know? They curl up into a ball for protection. Yeah, you probably notice your furry loved one loves to curl up into a ball, usually before they go three times around in a circle before they sit down. This motion creates warmth and allows the dog to conserve their heat and their body temperature. Doing so also protects their most vulnerable organs, you know, their hoochie-coochie, from predator attacks or dogs who want to do something to their hoochie-coochie. This tactic was passed down from their ancestors. Did you know canines can sweat through their paws? Well, that's one good reason to clean them. Have you ever given your puppy a high five and noticed the bottom of their paws was, this is totally normal. Unlike humans who have sweat glands covering most of our body, the majority of dogs' sweat glands are located in their paws. That's a good reason why we clean her feet every time she comes in the house. Did you know they can help with health problems? Dogs not only bring joy to the world, but they can also do amazing things for people dealing with health problems. Not only can dogs be trained to assist individuals with physical, visual, and hearing impairments, but they can also provide support for people living with mental disorders, such as anxiety, depression, or living with Jerry. Oops, sorry, wrong one. Wrong paragraph. In 1990, a blind man hiked the Appalachian Trail for 8 months with his guide dog, Orient. Not the Orient Express, just Orient. Helping him along the way. Dogs truly a man's best friend. Did you know? Three dogs survived the Titanic. That's right. Three dogs survived the Titanic. It's true. When the ship went down, two Pomeranians and a Pekingese lived to bark the tale. Move over, Rose. Sorry, Jack, you died. Sorry, bad humor. Anyway, number eight. Did you know they have wet noses for a reason? Well, curious as to why dogs' noses are always wet?
I don't know, Angry. Why are dogs' noses always wet?
Well, research says that a wet nose is meant to help them absorb scent chemicals. Once their nose secretes a special mucus, yummy, then they lick their nose to sample it. That helps them understand what the smell is. Interesting, yeah. Did you know a dog's sense of smell is 10,000 to 100,000 times stronger than ours? Oh, yeah, we know that. It's no secret that canines are expert sniffers. The reason a dog's sense of smell is 10,000 to 100,000 stronger than a human is because they have over 300 million olfactory receptors in their nose. Whew, they get a good reception for sure. Particularly bloodhounds. Their sense of smell is so strong they can be used as evidence in a court of law. Woof, do you promise to woof the truth, the nothing but the truth? So help you woof. Woof, woof. Watch out, police. There's a new dog in town. Did you know they are deep sleepers? Well, I guarantee that. When Chelsea has a dream, she's just kicking and thrashing and can't. Oh, she's too funny. Anyways, have you ever seen your dog twitching or growling in their sleep?
Research shows that a dog's brainwave patterns are very similar to humans, suggesting that our four-legged friend dreams like humans. Dream on, doggos, dream on. Did you know the tallest dog in the world was 44 inches tall?
How tall was he?
I said he was 44 inches tall. Dogs come in all shapes and sizes, but the award for the world's tallest dog goes to Zeus, a Great Dane measuring at 44 inches tall. It's amazing. By the way, Chelsea has a big crush on a dog named, well, a Great Dane at the doggy daycare. She adores the big Great Dane. I wonder why. Everything is proportional. Anyways, did you know the Jedi of Ewok in Star Wars was based on a real dog? Especially if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll know that George Lucas, American film director and producer, modeled Ewoks after his family dog. Aww, may the force be with you, George. Aww. They have so many talents. Did you know that dogs have 18 muscles to move their ears? That's a lot of muscles. They're good for more than just scritching their ears. These 18 muscles allow dogs to move their ears in intricate ways. Chelsea has one that is still not up yet. She kind of has it drooped over. The cook has threatened to put an earring on it to keep it drooped over. And I said, no, she'll look like a gypsy. And people want her to play and sing and dance guitar. Never mind. Plus, your dog's ears can give you a clue as to how they're feeling. If they're laying flat back against their head, your pooch may be scared. If they're pointing straight up, they're alert and sensitive. All right. Did you know dogs are more aggressive when walked by a man? The presence of a leash, the sex of the owner, the sex of the dog, all play a part in a dog and when they're being walked. Dogs being walked by men are 4 times more likely to attack and bite another dog. Why? Because dogs not only react to the behavior and posture of other dogs around them, but also people. Not only do dogs dream, well, we did that. Did you know dogs can be right-pawed or left-pawed? Well, what does that mean? Some of them are ambilateral, meaning they don't favor either side. Chelsea, are you right-pawed or left-pawed? And she didn't say. But some dogs have a dominant paw. The AKC says, unlike humans, who are far more likely to be right-handed, dogs are pretty equal to having a dominant right paw and a dominant left paw, for no particular preference. And our last Freaky Friday fun facts about dogs for today. Dogs can help their owners live longer. Not only do dogs tend to live longer than people without dogs, but dog owners are more likely to survive and recover from major health events such as heart attacks or strokes. Why?
I don't know. Why do they, Mrs. Trapping Reporter?
Interacting with dogs can boost your production of happiness hormone, such as oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine, says the American Heart Association. This can lead to a greater sense of well-being and help lower levels of stress hormone, cortisol. And having a dog can help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, ease depression, and improve fitness. Well, I'm improving my fitness simply because this dog doesn't know how to pee or poo in the city. I have had her out walking. I've taken her everywhere I think I could take her where she might find some other dog's leavings. And she still hasn't gone. I don't know what she's gonna explode at some point. Anyways, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts. Having a good time. Looking forward to going to the German Fest, Oktoberfest tonight. Got some work to do tomorrow, playing my bagpipes for a special person. Can't tell you who, because then they'll know it's not a secret anymore. And then the cook and I travel back to El Valle, and I hope Chelsea doesn't wait 3 days to go pee and poo. Anyways, wishing you all a happy weekend, and back to you in the studio.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
High class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Johnny is a joker.
He's a bird.
A very funny joker.
He's a bird.
But when he chokes my honey,
he's a dog.
His joking ain't so funny.
What a dog.
Johnny is a joker that's trying to steal my baby.
The bird dog.
Johnny sings a love song
like a bird.
He sings the sweetest love song
you ever heard.
But when he sings to my gal,
what a howl.
To me he's just a wolf dog
on the prowl.
Johnny wants to fly away and put the love my baby.
The bird dog.
Hey bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely dove alone. Hey bird dog, get away from my chick. Hey bird dog, you better get away quick. Bird dog, you better find a chick a little of your own. Johnny kissed the teacher.
He's a bird.
He tiptoed up to reach her.
He's a bird.
Well, he's a teacher's pet now.
He's a dog.
Well, he wants he can get now.
Well, what a dog.
He even made the teacher let him sit next to my baby.
He's a bird dog.
Hey, bird dog, get away from my quail. Hey, bird dog, you're on the wrong trail. Bird dog, you better leave my lovely love alone.
It's three in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Baby back, dressed in black, silver buttons all down her back. Hello, tipsy toe, she broke the needle and she can't sew. Walk in the dark. Never got back till the 4th of July. Walking the dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on. Mary, Mary, white contrary, tell me, how does your garden grow? You got silver bells and you got cockle shells. Pretty maids all in a row. Walking bird dog. Just a walking bird dog. If you don't know how to do it, show you how to walk a dog. Come on now, come on, come on.
There we go, yes. Three in a row, just couldn't help it, really. We started off, of course, Elvis Presley and Hound Dog, followed up with the Everly Brothers and Bird Dog, and last but not least, Mr. Rufus Thomas. And what's he doing? He's walking the dog. Time on the Breakfast Show, 21 minutes before 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you miss the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9. Last hour this morning, checking in with Yasmin, see what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it, with what, where and when. Also, if we can, we'll see if we can find a couple of people in the world of music born on this day. Now, talking about people born on this day, got a couple of military ones. I'll do one now and one in a minute. Major General Robert Clive. Now, he was born in 1725, also known as Clive of India. Now, he was a British officer who established the military and political supremacy of the East India Company in Bengal, and he's credited with securing India and the wealth that followed for the British Crown. Anyway, you probably think I've finished with my doggy songs. No. If your dog's named Boo, this is for you. Go, yes, you and me and a dog named Boo. It was the 1971 debut single by Lobo, written by Lobo, and his real name, which was Kent Lavoie, and it appears on the introductory Lobo album. And I think it's probably a bit of a one-hit wonder. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Piggity Witch, same old feeling.
I still get the same old
There we go. This was called The Same Old Feeling, coming from Petey Witch. Right, I tell you what, I mentioned we had two military people who have birthday today. We mentioned Major General Robert Clive of India, 1725. Horatio Nelson, now he was born in 1758. A flag officer famous for his service in the Royal Navy, particularly during the Napoleonic Wars. He was noted for his inspirational leadership and superb grasp of strategy and unconventional tactics, which resulted in a number of decisive naval victories. He was wounded several times in combat, losing one arm and the sight in one eye. His several victories, the best known and notable one, was the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805, at the end of which he was shot and killed. Probably by his wife, he was laid home. Time on the breakfast show. We're coming to almost 12 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock.
Can't help you through.
There we go, Mr. Harry Styles, or Harry Edward Styles, and English singer, of course, and an actor. His musical career, well, that began, what, in 2010, and he was part of, come on, you all know, don't you? Yes, of course you do. One Direction, a boy band formed on the British music competition series, The X Factor. Each member of the band had been eliminated from the solo contest, and they became one of the best-selling boy groups of all time before going on an indefinite hiatus, and that was in 2016. Harry Styles released his self-titled debut solo album through Columbia Records. That was in 2017. It debuted at number one in the UK and the United States and was one of the world's top 10 best-selling albums of the year. While its lead single, Sign of the Times, topped the UK singles chart as well, Styles' second album, Freeline, that debuted atop the US Billboard 200 with the biggest ever first-week sales by an English male artist, and was the most recent album to be included in the Rolling Stones 500 Greatest Albums of All Time. And it's a full single, Watermelon Sugar, which we played a number of times on the show, that topped the US Billboard Hot 100 as well. His third album, Harry's House, broke several records and was widely acclaimed, receiving a Grammy Award for Best Album of the Year in, guess what, 2023. Its lead single, As It Was, became the number one song of 2022 globally, according to Billboard. He's doing all right, I suppose. Really. I tell you what, I think the X Factor people are doing pretty well as well. Time on the breakfast show. We're just exactly 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour.
I wake up, terrify myself again, cake to make up, and a little lost. These reactions are relentless, abandoning the permafrost. Who am I fooling with? I got a list. Ideas so point them only to exist. I lost my masterpiece to the nothingness greeting me. Everything smells like sympathy. Who am I fooling? Will I got a list? I lost my place.
when I lost my faith in you.
Mr. Robbie Williams and Chord Lost. Breakfast show time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Con la construcción de la línea 3 del metro, día tras día, vamos haciendo realidad el sueño de miles de residentes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure, and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Just growing up.
care, we'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever I like, it weird, okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Yes.
Everybody's on that one. It's Calvin Harris together there featuring Justin Timberlake, Halsey and Farrell on there as well. And the one before that where we started up our music there was The Killers and a song called Boy. Because The Killers, by the way, American rock band, formed in Las Vegas back in 2001 by Brendan Flowers. Right, 21 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
It is indeed. How was your Thursday?
Thursday was good.
Mm-hmm.
Just working.
Just working, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm. You do that, don't you, really? Just work. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. Work and relax.
Work and relax. Here we go. And you got anything on today? You got any events on today that you're going to? Or
no, not today. Tomorrow.
Oh, what do you got tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow everybody can go to different things because it's going to be crazy everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, I'm going to be... This is at El Dorado Mall.
Oh, okay.
This is an event organized by Funda Ayuda.
Mm-hmm.
From 2 p.m., there are going to be a lot of things. There are going to be music, dances, a lot of activities, nutrition. They're going to be talking about nutrition, mm-hmm. photo booth, mm-hmm. a lot of talks. This is at Plaza Central mm-hmm. at El Dorado Mall at 2 p.m. tomorrow. And also, it's organized by Ford. So they sent me the invitation to go there. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be very interesting. And also, I can see here they're going to have a walk.
A walk?
Yeah.
What for?
Hmm?
Why?
For the foundation.
A walk?
Yes.
It's hot out there,
I
you
don't
know
how they're going to do it.
Look out of the window. It's still like summer.
Yes, because they said it's at 2 p.m., so I don't know. And you can also, at 4, they're going to have another activity with candles.
Uh-huh.
So...
They know it's still light at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but I'm going to be still there.
Yes.
At 4 p.m.
Okay, I'm going to spend the afternoon. Okay,
yeah.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. And also tomorrow, as remember, we were supposed to interview somebody yesterday.
Ah, yeah, yes, we were,
mm-hmm.
weren't we?
Mm-hmm. She got information from Foodie Night.
Oh, that's right, Foodie
Night,
yeah.
This is tomorrow mm-hmm. from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
so this is a big party. And also on Sunday from 4 p.m. to 12 midnight. This is at Ranch Park,
mm-hmm.
Paseo del
mm-hmm.
Norte.
Because it's the Chinese Moon Festival, isn't it?
Exactly.
Christine was saying, I think the full moon is actually tonight, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the celebration.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a lot of food. A lot of food everywhere. Seems like this is a big place. I don't know where is it.
We looked it out, sort of going out towards the Club de Golf, out that way.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I checked it up yesterday, anyway.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going to be a very interesting night, foodie night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
mooncakes, the Chinese mooncakes. You
remember? Uh-huh,
they're
exactly.
nice.
Exactly. Also, on Sunday, our dear Jaime Sherigo is going to have another relaxation activity.
That's what we need, isn't it, really?
Uh-huh. Conexión Bienestar.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be on Sunday from 9:30 to 11:30
mm-hmm.
at Parque Mirador El Dorado.
Oh, another one in El Dorado.
Yeah, I have to ask him where exactly it is mm-hmm. because I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yes, at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's a Tai Chi... How do you say? Tai Chi
Bless
teacher?
Bless you. Oh, sorry, I thought you sneezed. Tai Chi is, yeah, that's where you do everything in slow motion.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Yoga also, mindfulness.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And Liliana Lopez is going to be there too.
Okay.
She's also a coach, a wellness coach and yoga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's going to be good too.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay, so I start with who was fun?
Yeah, who do you want to do first?
Let me see. The first one could be... Jerry Lee Lewis.
Great balls of fire, really.
Mm-hmm. Because he was born in 1935.
Right.
American singer and pianist. often known by his nickname, The Killer. Wow. He had in 1958 UK number one and US number one single, Great Balls of Fire, and the 1957 multi-million seller, Whole Lotta Shaking Going On.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and woo, now honey. I changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a shoe. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I choose my nails and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it's so it's fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a sugar. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you trying to kill that twin on my thumb? Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. But this great, this is great balls of fire.
Yeah, do you know that one?
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
of course.
That's
I
been,
love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good old rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Lee Lewis and Great Balls of Fire.
My mom loved that music.
Oh, yes, she will.
Mm-hmm.
She remembers it just as well as I do then,
mm-hmm.
Really.
Exactly.
Right, so anyway, what else is going on, yes?
Okay, this Sunday is World Food Day.
Oh, really?
So at City of Knowledge, they had organized a healthy day.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be from 7:30 a.m. until 10 a.m. at the Convention Center of City of Knowledge.
Okay.
They are going to have free t-shirts, I guess. Presentaciones culturales, cultural presentations, and Mercadito Agroalimentario.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So they're going to be selling vegetables and things like that. And Rivka Sayat, she's the founder of Mind Full Training. She's going to be also there, giving some tips of training and exercising with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So don't miss it this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. at City of Knowledge. And also, if you would like this weekend to clean up the beaches, there are two.
Oh, okay. Good. Mm-hmm.
There are two events. This is at this Sunday at 8:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
until 10:30 a.m. Calle 80 frente a Casablanca. Dice limpiemos Viña del Mar. I don't know where exactly it is. Viña del Mar.
It's in Chile.
No.
Viña del Mar.
Yes, because this is organized by Movimiento Mi Mar.
Uh-huh.
And you can go there to their Instagram account, Mi Mar, and get more information. Maybe it's in another province.
Oh, country.
No country. And the other one, it's going to be in Costa del Este tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Okay.
Mirador de las Aves. And this is organized by Limpia Panamá.
Mm-hmm.
They do this, I guess, every month.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. Yes, you can go to their Instagram account, Limpia Panamá, and see more information.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tomorrow at 8 a.m. And let me tell you also, starting this 8, that's next Sunday, not this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's Aeropress Panama. I guess they're going to be here for an interview, maybe.
Okay.
Panama Aeropress Championship. This is about coffee. And it's going to be at Holiday Inn, in this is in City of Knowledge. This is a big event about coffee. And you can get more information at their Instagram account and also at Territorio Cafe.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. They are going to have workshops, coffee tasting, producers. Coffee producers are going to be there. They're going to have a big market and a lot of things, everything about coffee.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Yes. And... yes, you want me to continue with...
Another day in music, and born on this day in music.
The next one is Tommy Boyce. He was born in 1939. Singer, songwriter, in 1968, U.S. number 8 single with Bobby Hart. I wonder what she's doing tonight. Brought Last Train to Clarksville. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone and Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Sold over 40 million records. Boys commit suicide. Oh, on 23rd November 1994.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
His Last Train to Clarksville, do you remember who also made that song?
No.
The Monkees.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, here's our birthday boy, Tommy Boyce. There we go. Do you remember that one yet?
No.
No, me neither, to be honest. But you might remember this one. This is the Monkees version of Last Train to Clarksville.
Take the last train to Foxville. conversation. Take the last train to Parkville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I feel alone. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be here by 4:30, cause I've made your reservation. Don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
There we go, that's it. That's the Monkees version of Last Train to Clarksville. Do you remember that one?
Yes, I do.
Did you ever watch the Monkees on TV?
No, maybe YouTube, I guess.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. You've probably seen it on YouTube, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they were quite fun.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And you know what's interesting? Things like those there, like we had the Addams Family, we had the Monkees, a lot of these different series. And Cars played a large part in, so there's a guy called George Barris. And he manufactured a lot of these special cars. Like another one that he did was probably one of the most famous cars in the world, and that was the original Batmobile.
Hmm.
Yeah, see, interesting this program, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I must try and remember to listen sometime. Never know, I might learn something. So, what are you doing today?
Today, nothing. Working.
Working?
Just work, yes. I'll relax.
You never stop, do you, really?
Mm-mm.
No. I do. I got an end of month lunch today when a group of us get together, so that'll be nice. I missed the last one. I wasn't feeling too good the last month, but I'm all right today.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I think so at any rate. All right, yeah, so you're going to have a busy weekend. What's the boy up to, Ian? Volleyball?
Yeah, the same. Today he's
saxophone.
Practicing. Yeah, today he's practicing saxophone, and tomorrow
he's got the parade coming up soon, isn't he?
Exactly, that's the thing. Yeah, November is full of parades.
Yeah,
so he needs to practice
and a lot of days off.
Mm-hmm.
Won't be long away, will it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you too, and everybody.
Say hi to Ian.
I will. Thank you.
And let me see, what have we got for you now musically? I know what, something nice. For a change, Sarah Bareilles and If I Can't Have You. it right, that one. It's called Spotlight, and it's from Jessie Ware. Following on there from Sarah Bareilles. And If I Can't Have You. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 30 minutes exactly before the hour of 10 o'clock on The Breakfast Show. Sam Smith.
It's a cold night in my bed in the heat of the summer. I've been waiting patiently for a beautiful lover. He's not a cheater, a believer. He's a warm, warm-blooded achiever. It's a lonely night in my bed in the heat of the summer. It's so hot.
That's Sam Smith. I'm ready, and she's there with Demi Lovato on that song. Take us out of this morning's program. Something from Mr. Chris Rea. Español. Que sera is what it's called. I swear, case it all.
than it should be. I know deep down inside we are yearning to be free. And you're only gonna think of home. So what am I to say? No matter what you do, we're always hurting anyway.
There we go then, yes, Mr. Chris Rea and Que Sera. And that's it, Que Sera until Monday. We'll be back together, won't we? We'll be back until we're in October. Big thanks, of course, this morning go out to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. All about doggies. If you're into doggies, you'll enjoy that one. Big thanks to Ingrid. And also, of course, here in the studio, Yasmin, doing our What, Where and When on a Friday, and a couple of people born on this day in music, as well as all the other things as well, our social media and bookings, etc., etc. Big thanks to our co-producer, Neil Danby. He's over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom looking after Mum. And you have a great weekend, Neil. And also to the boys and girls of Grupa Grada, who keep us up and running here in the mornings, and we'll be shutting this down in just a few seconds at a time. So anyway, especially a big thanks to the boys and girls over there, and especially to Isaac, of course, who's there bright and early. And just remember, do stay tuned to Cool FM. We've got Two Chat SOSE coming up with Gigi, and great programming going right through the day. Getting right through for 24 hours, in actual fact. Great music. That's it then. Big thanks to you, our listeners, our advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show in the mornings. And hope you've enjoyed our choice of music for today and our other bits and pieces. And, well, it just really remains for me to say that, you know, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and 7 o'clock on Monday morning, please, please, please do it carefully. Why, you might well ask. As I always say, don't forget, I want to be talking to you on Monday, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.